ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith to Facts. And I want to start off, I know it's early in the month, Merry Christmas to everybody. I tell you what, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I certainly did. And I know we're going to have a much better Christmas. And Thanksgiving was real good, so you know how good Christmas is going to be. I want to talk about something that Satan uses more than anything. A lot of people think they don't receive from God because of a lack of faith or an abundance of unbelief, which that can happen, don't misunderstand it. But there's this one little word, it's four letters, T-I-M-E. That's what he uses, time. See, if he can delay something, you'll quit praying, say, well, you know, that stuff don't work. I tried my blah, 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 and you go back to just accepting what he's doing in your life. Let me give you a great scripture here. So let me say this first, don't get messed up by this little word called time. Look at this scripture, Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, excuse me. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. This ministry is of the household of faith. And people say, I'll tell you one thing, but it's amazing how you do some of the things you do. I don't let time defeat me. Now, who don't want it yesterday? Everybody wants things yesterday. But when I pray, I believe that I receive. Not when I get it, not when I see it, but when I pray. That's Mark 11, 22, 23. When I pray, believe that you receive and you shall have it. Not when you see it, not when you get it, see? But what happens is I outlast the devil and so will you. If you understand that scripture, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you reap if you faint not. Look what it says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. Let me explain that. You ever heard of the millennial kingdom? Yeah, that's 1,000-year reign. It's one day. One day. Watch this. I never could understand why the Bible says in Revelation, surely I come quickly. I thought, Lord, Jesus, it's been 2,000 years, Lord, a little over. He said, no, it's a weekend. Weekends go pretty fast, don't they? 1,000 years is one day with the Lord. Now, you think about that. So don't let time defeat you. What you believe in God for? In other words, if you believe in God for your healing, I don't deny sickness and disease. I don't deny it. I deny its right to affect me. Because you've heard me say this before, I live in the land that were. By his stripes you were healed. I don't deny what I'm feeling. I deny the right to stay there and to exist. Now, I want it done right away, and sometimes Satan just keeps punching and hitting. But that's all right. I said, I live in the land of were. His fist can't get into the land of were. The land of were will push him out. And you want me to prove that to you? Yeah, okay. You ever saw me sick? Depressed? Discouraged? Despondent, broke, the joy of the Lord is my strength. How do you do that? My peace I leave with you. I'm starting to preach here. You see what I'm saying? So don't get messed up by this one little word called time. You know, I mean, it's just amazing. I was in the mall the other day because I wanted to go see the big Christmas tree, and I saw little children. Look at my eyes. They were like, yeah. Oh, they just couldn't get over because they knew something was coming. Christmas. Oh, man, you can see it in the little mind. It looks a lot like Christmas. And what we're going to get. So I'm kind of like that as a child. When I pray, I believe that I receive, I go, what am I going to get? It's going to happen. Now, who don't want it that day? But we celebrate Christmas here in America on December the 25th. Like one person said, well, Jesus wasn't born on December 25th. Well, he was born, wasn't he? How do you know the day you were born? Because your mama told you? You don't remember it because, you know, the people that give you a birth certificate, they can make a mistake too. All of them can make mistakes, but Jesus don't make no mistakes. So don't let this little word time mess you up. When you pray, you believe that you receive and you shall. Not maybe so, I don't know, you never know what God's gonna do. If it be his will, that's so contrary to the word of God. God's word will come to pass. Hang in it. Be ye therefore steadfast, immovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. For you know, I believe, you know that your labor is not in vain. You're going to have what you say. There's no other choice in the matter. And don't take no for an answer. Remember, don't get messed up with this little word called time. Okay? See ya. Bye.